The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a recent poll that asked people about controversial food opinions. People have a lot of passion in this arena. Some of the controversial takes: you can do breakfast for dinner and dinner for breakfast. 88% agree with that statement.
I agree with that as well. I'm a big fan of having breakfast. Breakfast for dinner is sometimes one of the best times. Like if like we go to like 13 coins, I'm like, you know what? Some steak and eggs. That's a great call.
Okay.
Danny, I feel like it looks like Danny and I are on the same page on this. Well, I don't do breakfast for dinner.
Yeah.
Fried steak?
That's not breakfast.
Where else do you get it?
For dinner. But not. It's not a breakfast food. Steak and eggs, that's the eggs, yes. Eggs and bacon, sure.
You want me to go on to a menu for like a Denny's, a breakfast menu? They will have steak and eggs.
I know, but a steak is just dinner by itself. You don't need the eggs.
See, I don't know if I can have this conversation with you guys.
That's why it's so controversial.
Yes, I think I'm just going to have to tap out.
Another note on here, broccoli and Brussels sprouts are delicious if you prepare them correctly.
Oh, agreed.
I do agree with that.
Well, we've talked about this before where the Brussels sprouts are now made differently. Like they breed them differently so they're less bitter. But also then you just slather a bunch of like oil and bacon or whatever grease on them, and of course they're going to be delicious.
Most people would prefer a fast food like smash burger to a high quality bistro burger. Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, let's talk to Dane in Gig Harbor. Dane in Gig Harbor has an unpopular food opinion or a controversial food opinion.
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on, Dane? What's your controversial food opinion?
Oh, I love lutefisk.
Oh. Isn't that a rapper?
Ha cha cha.
You made somebody laugh. Whoever that is in the background, I love you.
Got off Vicodin from getting her wisdom tooth pulled out.
Oh, man, that was not new. That's awesome.
I told you that my humor is only, it connects with people on Vicodin.
Opinion, I cried over rice for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know if I've ever had lutefisk.
It's like that pickled fish that's really popular in Scandinavian countries.
Oh. Gotcha.
And it is awful.
Really? He likes it.
Daniel in Tacoma, what is your unpopular food opinion?
So a good salad does not need salad dressing, so long as you have some nice, good, fleshy fruits or vegetables like tomatoes, black olives, strawberries, blueberries, all that kind of crazy stuff.
No.
You don't need to be dousing your stuff with ranch, balsamic vinegar, and all that
Daniel,
crazy
Daniel,
stuff.
Daniel,
just take the loss. You're
no,
wrong on this.
That's
one.
Crazy. Not even like an oil. Wait, Daniel, not even like an oil and vinegar, not even like a vinaigrette.
No, I don't like it. I eat all my stuff raw. I like to throw in the tomatoes, the fruits and everything, and then I just eat it just like that.
That's crazy talk, Daniel.
I mean, I guess if you're throwing in like a fruit, you know, at least it adds some flavor that you would be missing from the salad dressing.
I'm the guy who doesn't even use any kind of mustard or cheese dip sauce for my pretzels, and I know that's my controversial food take. But even as someone like me who just could enjoy a pretzel without anything, you need some kind of salad dressing on your salad.
What's your go-to salad dressing most times?
Pretzels. Not some pretzels on top of them. I'm a fan of the good old honey mustard.
Oh, yes. I get down on that.
Yeah, yeah. Or oil and vinegar.
Love.
Can't go wrong with that.
Never.
Although I get a little too heavy-handed on that one.
Well, of course.
Next thing you know, it's just like soggy salad of oil and vinegar.
Well, our girl Sarah over there, she has a controversial food take that kind of surprised all of us. So, Sarah, will you enlighten the rockaholics?
Yes, I am a condiment girl. And I absolutely love ketchup, and I absolutely love ranch. So they sell this thing called Cranch at the supermarket.
Cranch.
It's obviously ketchup and ranch mixed together. So I bought it, and I was stoked. And I hate it.
What did you hate about it?
It doesn't taste like ketchup or ranch.
Will you pass it over here so I can smell it?
Yes, I brought... No,
smell
you guys
it.
Should...
Squirt it in your mouth there, lady.
I am not squirting it in my mouth.
Squirt it in your mouth.
No way.
Tilt your head back. I'll squirt it in you.
Do it!
Whoa. I don't even like ranch. Wait, can I just make sure it's not like expired?
No, it's not.
Because it says it reduced in price.
It's expired next week.
Oh, my God. It expires next week.
I like how you handed it to her, and she nonchalantly closed the cap so you can't squirt it.
You want me to squirt it? I'll squirt it in my mouth if you want.
Do it.
Oh, God.
Okay, I'll do you first.
Adding a video.
Okay. Do a lot, too. Oh,
don't do a lot.
Do a lot.
Just squirt it.
Put his mouth full of it.
You have to have good aim. Oh, he did.
Okay, will you... Oh, God. This is, like, making me sick watching it.
I mean, it's okay. Yeah, honestly, though... Together, like as its own thing, it's not as good as like if you just dip a little ranch, dip a little ketchup.
Yeah.
Get in there, Steve.
How high should I go?
Oh, don't right there? Just
don't get it on her
face.
Shirt.
Put it on her face.
Oh my God! Perfect aim, baby.
You did. Yeah.
You want some?
No, I'm good.
Come get some. What do you think?
I do not like it.
We're gonna have the first. Oh my God.
That's bad, isn't it?
It's not that good.
No.
I'm with you. Like, I think ketchup and ranch are fine together. It's not good, and it lingers.
Mm-hmm. It does linger. This aftertaste. With me all day.
This aftertaste. You want to try it, Danny?
No, I will on the break. How about that?
Yeah.
No, let me come over there and squirt it in your mouth.
God dang it. All right.
I got to say, it's not, like, if someone just gave me that blind, I would not think it was ketchup and ranch together.
I mean, if I was to dip something in it.
Oh, there he goes.
Oh, God.
Steve did not have good aim on that one.
Steve missed.
I didn't shake it.
Oh, I like it.
Danny, it's on your chin.
I know it is.
Sorry, I got some on your chin.
It's okay.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think I've ever been this nauseous watching all that.
That was so good.
You can have it.
Here. Congratulations.
I'm going to take it. I'm going to have this with my fries later. I'm going to get some more on my
mail. But make sure you use it all before the week's over because it expires soon.
Oh, dang.
That's why it was so cheap.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There was a recent interview with Jelly Roll where he shared that he only wears a pair of socks one time.
Okay.
Single use.
I kind of love this.
And then he throws them away. This is Jelly Roll talking about it.
Jelly Roll, what was the last thing you bought on Amazon?
Socks. Listen, can I tell you a frivolous habit I have?
Please do.
Don't judge me for this, y'all. I promise I grew up very humble. But I only wear socks once. I buy socks in bulk. I know it's the most frivolous thing I've done with my success, and I'm sorry, and I hope I didn't let nobody down with that. But when you're fat, you can't have stinky feet too, so you gotta have fresh socks.
He's a humble king.
Okay, that was a little. You're trying to get in his face. You're such a humble king. That was a weird statement.
Can I have your socks?
I would have asked that. That was my first thought.
You want his socks?
I would have immediately been like, oh, well, then can I have the ones you're wearing since you're not going to wear them again?
So when you're done with these socks, can I have them?
Yeah.
I mean, there are websites for that.
There are. And I think his fans would probably buy them up if he put them up for, like, you know, sale or auction or something.
But what are you going to do with the socks?
I would frame them and be like, these are Jelly Roll socks.
She would smell them every day.
The part that kind of I was impressed by, I don't know if impressed is the right word, but it's funny that he goes on Amazon to buy them. He's touring. Put it on your rider. I remember when I interviewed Trey Cool from Green Day. That was the one thing that was on his rider. I asked him, like, what's on your rider? He's like, fresh pair of socks. That way, at the end of each show, they could just throw away the socks that they were wearing. They don't have to keep traveling with a bunch of dirty socks.
I like that.
And, man, there is nothing better than putting on a fresh pair of socks.
That's true.
I don't have that kind of money where I could just keep dropping coin on a new batch, but, you know.
You just wait for Christmas to come around. I'm waiting for that day. Stocking. Thank you, Santa.
It's kind of sad. I do get excited about a bag of socks.
So do I.
Do you have a frivolous purchase that you like that you know what, this is a colossal waste of money, but you still spend money on it? Because for him, it's socks, obviously.
It's something for my child. So he loves going to the dollar store, and that's where I let him pick out toys. And most of those toys are just such pieces of crap that they end up being tossed or broken or whatever.
Get what you paid for.
We go to the dollar store like pretty frequently. Mm-hmm. It's what we use as like a... You know, oh, you did so great at this thing. Let's go get a toy at the dollar store. But it kind of annoys me how many bad plastic purchases I've made from the dollar store.
But at least you know that you didn't spend a lot of money.
Yes, that like right is now, the silver lining.
Tatum's obsessed with flying a kite. And by flying a kite, she doesn't wait for wind. She just runs aggressively with this kite and just like whatever it hits, it's ripping, it's this, it's that. But we get them at the dollar store, the Paw Patrol ones.
Oh, yeah.
And so like, you know, I'm like, it's like, oh, I ruined this one. I'm like, whatever, we'll buy you a new one. Money's no object at the dollar store.
Just making it rain.
Yeah. For us, it's coffee. It's bad. It's really bad.
Like at the stand?
Yeah. You know, those bikini baristas, man, they get me every time. No. Every day I come home and I tell my wife, I'm like, well, you want an iced one or you want a hot one? And we have this conversation where we need to stop doing it. And yet both of us are like crackheads. We need to stop going to get coffee every day.
So you don't make it at home or do you make it at home?
Oh, yeah. I make mine first thing in the morning at home. But on the way home, I'm like, I'll go grab one at the coffee stand. Usually Dutch Brothers or Bigfoot Java.
I probably only get a coffee from a coffee stand maybe once a month. Oh, wow. Maybe once a month. Probably less than that.
There are times we go twice a day.
Whoa.
It's
bad. Holy crap.
Like, I told my wife, like, we need to start saving up money and get one of those espresso machines, like those nice ones.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they're not cheap, but they're like $1,000. But I did the math. We would pay that off in about 4 months.
Dude,
like,
honestly.
We are dropping hundreds of dollars a month, I feel like, sometimes.
You should get the
Not all the time.
You should get the Nespresso machine.
Danny, we have one of those.
You just don't use it?
No, we do. We're just coffee addicts.
You just want to level up a little bit.
Like people have like alcohol in their house, and that's how they like that's how they like kind of like kick back and chill. For us, it's coffee, all types. We've got one of the Keurig cup ones. We got an espresso machine, and now I'm thinking about purchasing one of those like actual nice barista ones so that we could stop buying coffee at coffee stands all the time.
But you won't.
You won't.
I love that you already have two machines.
We do.
We're talking to a man here who didn't hook up his DVD player for the longest time.
Still have it.
See?
Eventually just threw it away.
Oh, my God. Rockaholics, what about you? Do you have things that you purchase frivolously? Something that you buy that you know is a waste of money, but you still do it? Call us up now, 206-803-ROCK. Rockaholics, we know that you make frivolous purchases. We all do. So what is something you buy that you know is just a complete waste of money, but you do it anyway? 206-803-ROCK. David in Federal Way, do you wear your sunglasses at night?
Okay.
Half a day from Guam, guys.
Hey. What's up, David?
Yeah, I wear them at night, and as little as the sun comes out here, I shouldn't have as many sunglasses as I do.
Are you spending a lot of money on these sunglasses, or are you going like a cheaper brand, but you get just a lot of them?
I get a lot of them, cheap brands, and then when I'm at like the what do you call it, outlet malls and stuff like that, I end up buying expensive ones too, but. I guess just like the song, my future is so bright, I gotta wear shades. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks, take care, David.
Brian Castle got me hooked on. He gets like these cheaper sunglasses from a brand called Gooder,
And I'm like, already I want to buy something from anyone that calls their brand Goodr, G-O-O-D-R, which I think is just hilarious. And I ordered a pair. It was like $25. And I'm like, these, they fit great. They're comfortable. I'm like, this is a slippery slope, though, because now I want to buy more Goodr.
But if you lose them, you don't feel like you're totally out.
Yeah. My wife gets like expensive sunglasses. And like she takes care of them. But I'm like, I couldn't do that.
Me either.
Yeah.
Mark in Puyallup, you are a coffee connoisseur like Steve is, huh?
Yeah, I heard you guys talking, and I have a good one. And I had to call in. In fact, I just bought coffee right now.
I was about to say, are you at a coffee stand right now?
Yeah. So I go to the Starbucks right by my house, and I don't know if it's good or bad, but I just pull up and they see me and they know what I want.
Dude,
so I don't even have to talk. So I figured out the math, and I figured that we probably spend around $3,000 a year.
Whew.
On it.
I don't want to do the math on mine. I feel like we'd be right around there as well, and that's not. I don't think that's an exaggeration.
If you buy two a day, that's probably what it's going to be about.
Yep.
And buying an espresso machine will not help.
Oh, so you got one and you still go?
Oh yeah, it's not the same. You can never match it. I don't know how they do it. The beans are too fresh or something. But
and Mark, also you bring up a good point. There is nothing better than going somewhere and they already know your order. It just kind of makes you feel good.
You're
like
a baller.
The problem is that this just shows how bad we are. I could think of four coffee shops that I could go to at any given moment and they know our order.
Dang, you get around.
Yeah, there's Rescue Me. There's There's Electric, there's Bigfoot Java, there's now Dutch Brothers.
Anthem.
Anthem. It's bad. If one of them even knows the last four digits of my cell phone number for the rewards thing. She's just like, yep, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, knows my name. It's like, did I come here too much? Yes, but please keep coming. You're keeping our coffee stand in business.
Latricia in Ravensdale, what is it that you like to spend your money on?
Oh, good morning, guys. I spend my money on too many shirts, cotton T-shirts, mostly white, but I also get colored ones just because I have an obsession with tie-dying, and I have a Cricut. I have a Cricut that sometimes I can get out and use, too, but the problem is I keep telling myself I'm going to have time one of these days to actually get back to it, but I don't.
When you do get back to it, you should make a Daily Mig Show tie-dye shirt.
Yeah, that would be cool. It's a lot of fun, and I do buy the expensive dyes and watch all the YouTube videos, and it's a lot of fun, but it's my husband is like, where in the hell are we going to put all of these shirts?
Yeah.
And I keep finding bags. Like, I was looking in a closet yesterday, and it's like, oh, a bag of more shirts. I've got shirts stuffed everywhere, but I buy them on sale. I don't pay full price, but
I'm like, still buying a lot of them.
I'll buy five of them at a time.
Bags on bags on bags.
I just love you. Like, hey, make tie-dye daily, make sure it's, you know, that way we can market ourselves to people who are tripping on acid at a festival to listen to our show. I love the idea.
Let's go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.